7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh, God.
超そうだから俺言ってやったんだよね。なんだ、
おい、あっちでムチリ獣人ジグジャと目隠れロボットシャタがイチャイチャしてるらしいぞ。
やめろ、罠だ。罠でもいい、罠でもいいんだ。
Okay, even though nobody cares that it's a trap, we should start this. Hello, the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee.Hello, my name is Tobe, and I'm just sitting here right now watching some highlights from the Big Bash League. I'm a little bit behind. I gotta catch up on like 4 games, and that just means I need to watch the highlights. I can't watch the entire game. So, there you have it.That's what I'm doing today. I'm pretty excited about it. And I'm also drinking tea. So let's pour some tea here. Hey, a leaf came out. And now there's a little tea leaf in my teacup with all the tea. Oh, he looks very nice. What kind of tea am I drinking today? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm back on the long jing.The Lion Hill long jing. It's pretty yummy. Wicket taken by Arkhan. Simmons got two in the over. And again, the wickets fall in a hurry. Oh. Seven deliveries. Yeah, so... a little inside edge. I don't know what to tell you. Kind of having one of those days again. The cold is starting to get to me. The inside edge scurries away. Giving me various problems.And that's okay.
He gets that fine.
That's okay. So what are we doing? Well, nothing.
Top edge.
I haven't been doing anything. I haven't been able to do anything. When it gets this cold, I get all kinds of weird mast cell activation problems.And this gives me all kinds of headaches. For example, yeah, right now I'm sweating. It's the coldest day of the year, and I'm sweating so bad that this becomes a thermal problem. Because when you sweat, that is your body's way of cooling you off. Yeah, so I've got these weird thermal cycle problems going on. I got my guts giving me all kinds of problems. I can barely eat anything. Everything just makes me sick. And I really need to not let this get me down. But it's kind of starting to get to me. This is a problem. Gotta stay in a certain sort of mental space with all this. Ooh, did I just pour tea all over the table again? Oh, thank God, no I didn't. Oh, let's see, in other... Jeez, Billings is just blowing them out of the park. Anyway, what did I... Tea news, yeah, okay, who... I did the whole bleaching process today. I bleached my teapot in the filter. So that took some extra time when I could have been drinking tea, but I couldn't because... So I'm drinking the first tea of the day right now. It's good. And the cat's over there looking out the window. Uh-oh, here she comes. Hi, Peppa. Peppa has... I shouldn't have looked over there. Because when she sees me look at her, she says, Oh, You want my attention? I'll come over here. Hi, you want to smell the tea? How's the tea smell? It's good.
Oh. All happening at the Gabba, as the great Bill Laurie would say.
Well, looks like this game is taking place at the Gabba. I have never been to the Gabba. But I would go there, given the opportunity. But I doubt that's going to happen anytime soon. Oh, and the cat just walked away. The cat is now walking into the kitty bathroom, probably to get a drink of water. This is a problem because this means I'll probably have to get up and help prevent brain freeze. No, she's not coming back out. Okay, yeah, so here's the thing that's been happening for the last couple days. It's been so cold, and it gets so cold in my house, especially over here where the kitty water is stored, that the kitty water gets very cold. Cold enough in the bowl that when my cat tries to drink it, she gets brain freeze. And nobody likes brain freeze. Not even cats. And so for the last couple of days, I've had to make sure that I add some warm water, some hot water to the cold water. And so every time I have to water the cat, you know, and I, as the committee is aware, I have to get up and pour water for my cat. But now I have to go up to the kitchen first, get hot water, and then come downstairs, empty the bowl. New shooter! Dump the bowl. New shooter! And then start pouring in the cold water and some hot water at the same time. Because, you know, my cat likes to drink the water as it's being poured. She has to drink it right out of the air. That doesn't make any sense. And so, oh my God. And then last night, at one point in time, she sort of realized what was going on. And she sort of stuck her nose into the cup of hot water and realized that the water was kind of hot. And so she went, oh, and she ran away. Not understanding that she needs this warm water to fix the cold water so she doesn't get kitty brain freeze. And I laughed. The other thing about kitty brain freeze with my cat is that when she does kitty brain freeze, she also does what I like to think of as maximum predator face. And it's the face that cats get when they've got their senses turned all the way up. Does this make any sense? Because when my cat gets brain freeze, the only difference between her feral kitty face, her you know, carnivorous predator face, the only difference between that face and brain freeze face is brain freeze face, she has her eyes closed, or, you know, almost all the way closed. And when she does this, she sort of sticks her nose up in the air and she flexes her nose muscles and she opens her mouth a little bit and just barely sticks out the tip of her tongue. And I sometimes, the first time I saw that, I didn't realize it was brain freeze and I thought, uh-oh, I'm about to be attacked because that my cat's making that face. Cats and other animals do this. When they are smelling things, they will flex their noses a certain way. And they will open their mouths. And the opening of the mouth helps a couple different things. For various animals who have that one, what is it called, that have that one gland, a lot of ungulates like elk have, what is it called, the Josephson gland or the Bocephus gland? What the hell is that called? I can't remember. But they do the same thing. You know, they got to open their mouth and flex the nose and stuff for sensitivity purposes. It also helps with the hearing. That's another trick. And all these tricks work with human beings, too. The hearing thing is really handy. Oh, good tea. It's a good trick to know. If you're trying to hear something that's very faint, very soft, It helps to open your mouth, because opening your mouth lets sound into your mouth. Your mouth and sinus cavities become a resonant chamber, and it helps you to hear things. You will hear softer things. This is a trick I learned many, many decades ago, and it comes in handy. If you're running around like I am in the forest all the time and you're trying to find animals, you gotta train your senses, especially your hearing, especially your sense of smell. But Tob, I can look for the... No, you're not gonna see them. They're hiding on purpose. They have camouflage on purpose. And this is so you can't see them. Oh, I'm so bored. I'm sitting in my house, doing nothing, when I should be out looking for animals. I should be in the jungle. I should be in the forest. I should be somewhere where there's animals running around. There's not a lot of animals running around in my neighborhood. The last couple days, I keep looking out the windows looking for rabbit tracks and stuff, and there finally some rabbit tracks appeared yesterday. But nothing interesting. No other interesting animals. This winter has just started off really disappointingly. I'm not impressed by winter this year. I don't know what it is. I do know what this is. This is my winter of discontent. When is that again? When is my winter of discontent? Now is my winter of discontent.
Yeah. magical grandfather. I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me...
Hey, hey! Come on, come on!
Oh! Hey. Thank you, thank you!
Hey.
Drug.
boy, that was cool. What are we listening to today? What the heck is going on? Boy, I don't know. It must be Awesome Covers Day. Because the first thing we heard was I'm Your Boogeyman. The classic KC and the Sunshine Band song. And that was done by White Zombie. And normally I'm not a huge White Zombie fan or anything. Don't get me wrong, I appreciate everything Rob Zombie does. Just not quite my personal cup of tea. But if he wants to do KC and the Sunshine Band covers, I got no problem with that, because that was awesome. And then after that, we heard the Playing for Change project doing Higher Ground by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And that was really interesting too. I really love the Playing for Change project, or at least the music that they make. Well, at least some of the songs that they do. You know, I'm not a huge... I'm not going to go into it. But if you're not familiar with the project, Playing for Change is this group that has some, I don't know, ulterior motive. What are they trying to achieve? World peace or something? I don't know. But basically, they get a lot of people to record some tracks of some particular song, and then somebody slaps it all together. And where are they getting all these musicians? From all around the world. And so they make these cool videos where they kludge all this stuff together, and the end product is actually pretty cool. And I've been enjoying that a lot lately. I really liked the Higher Ground that they did. And what was the other really cool one the other day? Doobie Brothers. Oh, listen to the music. It's really cool. All right, so now what do we need, though? I don't know. If we're sticking with this theme of awesome covers... let me think. What else could we play that would be cool? I know. How about this?
Thank you.
Yes. That was the Damned. The Damned doing Alone Again Or. Originally by Albert Lee and his band Love. Ah, I really love that track. I don't know what it is. I it's just one of my favorite Damned songs, and it's not even a Damned song. Oh, I guess these Damned songs are just going to be awesome no matter who plays them, right? Right. Makes perfect sense. Makes absolutely perfect sense. Oh. All right. I'm gearing up for a day here. I can tell that I'm going to have a day. So I need to sort of figure out what I'm doing. I got to figure out what I'm eating for lunch today. What am I going to eat for lunch? I don't know. I guess I'm having a turkey sandwich. And did I mention that I bought some pasta salad? Yeah, I went to the deli and I got a little bit of pasta salad, so I'm going to eat a little bit of that. Oh, and speaking of pasta, I actually bought some pasta when I was at one of the stores the other day. I bought some sauce as well, because I wanted something tomatoey, but what I really wanted was to make some pizza, but I'm still working on all my pizza research, and I watched this thing last night. This guy was talking about pizza dough, and he had this big table of all the variables and stuff, and how to adjust this direction, that direction. I thought, ah, yeah, okay, this is what I need. Now I can finally figure out how to make my pizza dough. And you'll hear all about that on another episode of The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I gotta get out of here, kids. Later.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.